The high brought low and the low raised up. Sweet reversals by God in the sixth Haftarah of Consolation for Ki Tavo, Isaiah chapter 60.
Welcome to The Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
Kumi ori ki vaorech. Arise, shine, for your light has dawned. The presence of Adonai has shone upon you. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth and thick clouds the peoples. But upon you Adonai will shine, and God's presence be seen over you. And nations shall walk by your light, kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They have all gathered and come to you. Your sons shall be brought from afar, your daughters like babes on shoulders. As you behold, you will glow. Your heart will throb and thrill. For the wealth of the sea shall pass on to you. The riches of nations shall flow to you. Dust clouds of camels shall cover you, dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. They all shall come from Sheba. They shall bear gold and frankincense, and they shall herald the glories of Adonai. All the flocks of Kedar shall be assembled for you. The rams of Nebaioth shall serve your needs. They shall be welcome offerings on my altar, and I will add glory to my glorious house. Who are these that float like a cloud, like doves to their coats? Behold, the coastlands await me with ships of Tarshish in the lead to bring your sons from afar. L'shem Adonai Eloaich v'likdosh Israel ki fe'arach. For the name of Adonai your God, for the Holy One of Israel who has glorified you, aliens shall rebuild your walls. Their kings shall wait upon you. For in anger I struck you down, but in favor I take you back. Your gates shall always stay open, day and night they shall never be shut, to let in the wealth of the nations with their kings in procession. For the nation or the kingdom that does not serve you shall perish. Such nations shall be destroyed. The majesty of Lebanon shall come to you, cypress and pine and box, to adorn the site of my sanctuary, to glorify the place where my feet rest. Bowing before you shall come the children of those who tormented you. Prostrate at the soles of your feet shall be all those who reviled you, and you shall be called Ir Adonai Tzion Kadosh Israel, City of Adonai Tzion, of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas you have been forsaken, rejected, with none passing through, I will make you a pride everlasting, a joy for age after age. You shall suck the milk of the nations, suckle at royal breasts, and you shall know that I, Adonai, am your Savior. I, the Mighty One of Jacob, am your Redeemer. Instead of copper, I will bring gold. Instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, copper, and instead of stone, iron. And I will appoint Shalom as your government, Tzedakah as your officials. The cry, violence, shall no more be heard in your land, no rack and ruin within your borders, and you shall name your walls victory, and your gates you won. No longer shall you need the sun for light by day, nor the shining of the moon for radiance by night. For Adonai shall be your light everlasting, your God shall be your glory. Your sun shall set no more, your moon no more withdraw. For Adonai shall be a light to you forever, and your days of mourning shall be ended, and your people, all of them righteous, shall possess the land for all time. They are the shoot that I planted, my handiwork in which I glory. The smallest shall become a clan, the least a mighty nation. I, Adonai, will speed it in due time.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Coker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu.